Welcome to Thriving Your Love, a podcast where we will guide and help you improve your most precious relationships in life. This podcast is produced and hosted by certified emotionally focused therapist, Claudio Vargas Silva, licensed marriage and family therapist, and Trisha Kim Walsh, also licensed marriage and family therapist.
Hello, our fellow viewers and participants. It's wonderful to have you back. Welcome to our second podcast. This is Deepening Your Love in Crisis. My name is Trisha Kim Walsh, licensed marriage and family therapist and emotionally focused therapist. And this is my wonderful colleague.
My name is Claudio Silva. I'm a marriage and family therapist and also a certified emotionally focused therapist.
And today we're going to take you on a journey of attachment styles. We're going to be showing you videos. And before we show you those videos, we want to make you aware that, as a disclaimer, there may be images that are upsetting for you. And we want to remind you that some of the research that took place specifically on monkeys was in the early 1900s, and they had that approval. This can create reaction. I know, as a therapist, when I first watched these videos, I was pretty emotional about it. And so we're encouraging you to understand that the intention is for educational purposes. And if at any point you're finding yourself having a strong reaction, please take good care of yourself.
So you want to talk first about Harry Harlow, who was an American psychologist who in the 50s made experiments with rhesus monkeys. And he intended to show the importance of contact comfort. There was an idea at that time that all that children needed was food and warmth, and that even if you'd hold a child for too long, give too much affection, caress the child, touch the child, kiss, hug, that would be bad for the child. The child would be spoiled, would be too weak. So he wanted to show that this was not true. He made experiments with rhesus monkeys. He separated them from their mothers, and he gave them two artificial mothers. One of them was a cloth mother, and the other was a wire mother. And purposefully, he put in the wire mother a bottle of milk to see which mother the monkey would stay the longest. And it was very surprising that even though the wire mother had the bottle of milk, the monkey still preferred to stay 18 hours or longer with the cloth mother. And the monkey would go to the wire mother only when it wanted to drink the milk. And there was even a picture, funny picture, of the monkey that was still holding the cloth mother, but going like to the side to the wire mother drinking the milk. So he showed that the most important, what children need the most, is to feel attached to their parents, to feel connected to them. And that's what parents need to do the most, is to learn how they can help their children to feel connected to them, to feel secure in their love, to give that contact comfort that will help this child to grow feeling really secure, having good self-esteem, and being able also to connect to all the important attachment figures in life.
Yeah, and one of the scenes that really stands out in my mind, Claudio, is where the rhesus monkeys, and they were so aware of a need to have that cloth mother, that warmth, that they would get what they needed through the food, the bottled mother that was wired, and they would feed for just a moment, and then they would contort their body to the other side so they could get that food and they could get that comfort. They found a way that researchers were taken back that the baby would at all cost try to get what they needed, the basic needs, and then switch on over to try to get to the cloth mother. And you can literally see, again, baby doing everything they could, even when there were barriers that made it very difficult for the baby to get to the cloth mother, the babies found a way. And that just reminds me, Claudio, of how many times I've seen my clients in the room being so resilient in the ways that they try to create connection to their partner, to the people that matter the most. That can create a sense of isolation. I'm trying so hard, but no matter what I do, I'm not getting the connection that I'm wanting. And you could see the rhesus monkeys really struggling of, why is it so hard for me to get this closeness? They would do everything. And if they couldn't get to that closeness, they started to shut down.
Yeah. And something also that we can see in these videos is that when the monkeys had a cloth mother or a real mother, they would know how to relate to other monkeys when they become adults. And there is an example of a monkey that wasn't raised for any mother at all, like a cloth mother or a real biological mother. When he was put in the middle of other monkeys, he became terrified. He didn't know what to do because he didn't have a model of relationship. Children learn from their parents how to relate to other people in their lives. That's the best relationship school that someone can have. Parents who are skilled in the way they treat other people. So children are observing unconsciously. They see how their parents treat each other, how their parents treat them, and they will reproduce that in their lives and their future. The way they will treat their own partners and their children will resemble what they saw in their childhood.
Right. And I wonder if this is a good time for us to talk about another experiment introducing a menacing object that looked a lot like a robot, and it would make loud noises and flashing lights that it was put in this cage. However, when these researchers placed the terry cloth mother in the cage, the baby monkey, the rhesus monkey, would head over to the cloth mother, and for receiving the comfort, that contact comfort that it needed, enough time had passed for it to be able to start to confront this new menacing object. And it's a phenomenon that I see in the room with clients who've been in a romantic relationship. And if there's enough security, if there's enough reassurance, I am worthy, I'm important, I matter, they can go out in the world and they can get curious and they can take risks at work, in new activities, showing up in the world. It's amazing how these rhesus monkeys share and show so much behaviors that we even see ourselves as human beings, not just as babies and toddlers, but even as adults in attachment.
Hey, it reminds me, Tricia, of someone who faces a problem at work. That person gets home and then opens up to the partner and tries to seek some comfort and tries to vent out the problems. And when that partner is understanding and compassionate, the person feels really kind of soothed. And other thing, the person feels really kind of strong to go back and to face the menacing problems of life, because that person feels secure in that relationship. So this is why it's so important for us to believe that we can seek comfort.
For example, what I just said now about the monkey facing a menacing creature,
and there was a cloth mother close to that monkey, but that monkey hadn't been raised by a cloth mother or a biological mother. So that monkey didn't know how to seek comfort. And it's very unfortunate that many people who didn't have this model in childhood of someone who was there for you, who comforted you, who you could go to in moments of distress, it's hard for you to believe that now you can share your problems with your partner. You can go to your partner. You can open up to your partner. You don't have to be alone amidst problems. Right? So it's not bad to be dependent on someone. And also, we want to help people the importance of comforting their partner and kind of helping people and teaching people how they can do it when their partner is in distress, what they can do, what they can do to help their partner. And that's what we see now in these moments of crisis, that people are so afraid and sometimes so insecure about what's happening in the world, right? People like losing their jobs or afraid of going there to their jobs and am I gonna get infected? So these are all like fears that we have. But if we can turn to each other, if we can comfort each other, and if we can rely on that relationship, that makes us feel much more strong and capable, encouraged to face problems outside, right?
Yes, Claudia, what a wonderful way of capturing that. I think of it like putting a sword and an armor in your hand and being able to face life battles, being able to have the internal resources to say, no matter how hard things are, the menacing things that are going to happen in front of us, and let's just name COVID, the crisis that we're currently in, is a good example for our couples that are currently at home watching this podcast with us. Is it's overwhelming. We are facing uncertainties like we've never done before, and it can be a lot to try to figure out what our resources are. We have to tap within ourselves how to demonstrate resiliency, and it starts from that feeling of contact comfort that Dr. Harry Harlow really named, that internal resources start from the very beginning. Is if we know that the world at times will present dangers, and just like the menacing object, we are going to see menacing moments. COVID is an example of that. No matter what the circumstances are, if we know that we can be confronted with things we've never seen before, but if we have that safety, if we have that contact and that comfort, we can figure it out together. We have the abilities to slow down, be present with the anxiety, be present with the sadness, and to do something different than fighting ourselves, judging ourselves, but having compassion for ourselves and our partners. Also to have compassion in the same way we would hope that a caretaker would soothe their baby if their baby got very upset and fussy at the sounds of loud noises or flashing lights, anything that was upsetting for the baby. If the baby's crying, the caretaker is responding, I am listening to you. I understand you. It's what you said in podcast number one, Claudio, about this dance. We're watching the same dance happen with these rhesus monkeys. Although there's not an actual mother in the cage, these rhesus monkeys are so resilient that the cloth mother is a replacement. They will do anything they can to imagine that there is a comforting being, a presence that soothes them in the moment of distress. And we see it again in this experiment. And that's why we're sharing this with you, because we really want to help you get how this phenomenon happens in mammals. We and our DNA are biologically programmed to attach.
And Trisha, another thing that I want to call our attention to, we have just seen this monkey that saw this menacing figure that seemed like a giant insect. And this monkey was terrified, was frozen. Well, this monkey wasn't raised by any mother at all, a cloth or a biological mother. And then we see another monkey that was raised by a cloth mother. When this monkey sees this giant insect, the monkey runs towards the mother, the cloth mother. And after a while, the monk comes towards the giant insect and it starts playing with it. That's so incredible. Depending on the way the monkey was raised, the perceptions of others might change. For one, it's like a foe. For the other, it's like a friend. So we can see that if in our childhood we had a close connection with our attachment figures, we will have positive perceptions of people. We will trust them. We'll be able to be vulnerable and show our feelings to them without fear. But if we didn't have really a close connection, if we were hurt in our childhood, that might cause us to have negative perceptions of others that will prevent us from really developing close connections with people. And we need to be mindful of this, because sometimes if we have negative perceptions of our partners, of our children, we might see in them a foe instead of a friend. And then it will change our behavior towards that person. We might act in some way that we will attract what we expect from that person. And that's going to be like a self-prophecy. So we need to be aware of this, that we can really trust people, have a positive vision of people, and sometimes accept people despite their mistakes, because sometimes they are innocent. They don't want to hurt us in some way. But if we're always expecting the worst from them and thinking bad about them, we might attract what you think. And there is a part in the experiment that Harry Harlow introduces the monkey to a room. And it's an empty room, like there is no mother there, wire or cloth. There are some toys and a few things. And we can see that the monkey is really stressed or insecure. You can see by the monkey's body language, like stays in a place, is stuck there, like looking around. And then he puts the wire mother, like he takes the monkey out and brings a wire mother. And now the monkey enters the room and the monkey sees the wire mother there. And that was the wire mother that had fed the monkey throughout life. So the monkey knows the wire mother, but the wire mother doesn't help the monkey in any way. And why? Because there is no contact comfort. There is no affection. Because for the monkey, the cloth from the cloth mother means affection, means contact comfort. I am secure here. I am connected to my mother, and then I can feel comfortable. So then a third time, they insert the cloth mother, and they introduce the monkey again to the room, and the monkey goes to the cloth mother, like runs to the cloth mother, hugs and stays for a while. And when the monkey feels that love tank, then the monkey now starts looking the room, like exploring the room. And we can see that the monkey is so comfortable now and so relaxed, freed. And then the monkey goes again. And I remember, Trisha, about how kids do and what we have seen in our first podcast, that child that would go and kind of walk in the park and then come back to the mother. The child always like going back and forth, going back and forth. The way we are also as adults, we always kind of go back and forth. We need to have that time to feed our soul of love, right? To reconnect, to feel our love tank. So it was another thing, Trisha.
Yes, I'm so glad you're bringing up this study, because it's so powerful. And why we're showing this to you as viewers is this is happening to you. There's no doubt in my mind. Claudio and I are couples therapists, and what we see often is this desire to know your partner is there, is living with you in your experiences, even when they're not there, to hold them in your heart when you're in these difficult moments of your life. Now we're COVID in crisis, we're sheltering in place, but it's amazing just to have access to each other. The warmth of holding someone's hand or feeling a hug in times when we just feel overwhelming. I don't know about you, Claudio, but in my experience, whenever I've been feeling my own struggles in COVID, having a closeness of connection, even hearing the warmth of someone that I care about, their voice on the phone, soothes me. I can physiologically feel more calm by hearing my mom's voice on the phone. It's not the same. I yearn to hug her. I yearn to be close to her, but she's in Arkansas. She's pretty far out there. So I miss her. And I know that you viewers are probably I imagine you can relate to me that you have a lot of loved ones. You may even be living by yourself, and you are separated from your partner because you're sheltering in place. So we want to show you this video of acknowledging how powerful it is that the monkey, this beautiful baby rhesus monkey, is desiring this feeling of I matter. I can go about and explore and know that I'm safe, and that touch, that even though there's not warmth exuding from the cloth, but that's coming from the monkey themselves, is it's this feeling of I am going to be okay. I need to know I can soothe myself as my stress hormones are increasing, that I can go back to the base of comfort and closeness in the same way we might text each other, the same way we might give each other a call or go on Zoom to say, hey, are you with me in this time where I'm fearful of the things that are happening that I cannot control? This baby monkey cannot control that it's in a new environment with new play toys that they have never seen before, and it's creating a lot of distress. We're experiencing a lot of distress right now and wanting to know, hey, one thing that I can control is I want to be safe. Who can I go to make me safe? And this baby monkey demonstrates what we're doing right now is we will do anything to go back to safety, to closeness, to warmth, familiarity. And it's biologically programmed inside of us. That's how powerful it is.
And Trisha, I want to point out as well, we see the importance for the monkey to have the presence, the actual presence of the cloth mother there. So the monkey might know that there is some cloth mother somewhere, but knowing that the cloth mother is inside of the room and that he can run to the cloth mother and hug the cloth mother and get the warmth, that's really like a message to couples now, if they are together, what they can do for each other, right? And it's very simple things. And by the way, talking about children, because that was Harry Harlow's intention, was about children. We have that kind of a so known custom of telling children to go time out when they do something wrong. And something that I have learned is that the best way to help a child is not through separation, not through distance, but through connection. The connection, like the more a parent is connected to the child, the best this child is going to behave. Talking about couples again, knowing that someone is there. We know that nowadays we have a lot of things that help us to get through, and we have Zoom like we are doing right now. And so many things that we can do to be connected with people. Now, in terms of our partner, it's so important to make the best of having our partner at home, right?
What a lovely way to capture the understanding of what we just watched. We are observing our partner right now, Claudio, in this time of sheltering in place, as we're taking the opportunity, just like these rhesus monkeys, to look into the world. There's so much that's happening around us. And this is why we felt it was so essential for us to begin this podcast, is to learn better ways of being invited into our partner's world, for them to know us and for us to know them. And that's why we're excited to share with you that we are going to go live on Saturdays going forward from 4 to 5 p.m. We really are excited to have you be a part of this new series that we're going to be offering. And again, it wouldn't be possible if it wasn't for you taking this time to watch with your partner. So thank you. And we really do hope you join us from 4 to 5 on Claudio Silva Therapy YouTube channel.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for tuning in with us today. We hope you'll join us soon again for our next episode of Thriving Your Love.